I'd just like to know why you decided to introduce this bill that will take away the power of local governments to refuse to cooperate with federal authorities on immigration enforcement. Just tell us why and what the bill would do.
Well, I mean, it's pretty common sense that law enforcement should be working with each other, whether they're local, county, state, or federal law enforcement, that communication and cooperation should happen vertically and so that and horizontally. I mean, I think communication is very important. So I, along with Senator Barrett from Eaton County, introduced a pair of bills that would prohibit local governments in the state of Michigan from adopting sanctuary city policies. And I think many people, including myself, have a difficult time understanding how local units of government can get away with deliberately hindering the enforcement of our federal laws. So local governments with sanctuary policies protect criminal illegal aliens instead of their own residents, and I think this is dangerous and should be stopped.
You know, it's pretty easy to understand these sanctuary policies if you see them in the light of the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That says that local governments cannot be forced by the feds to become local agents enforcing federal law. They can voluntarily cooperate. They can choose to do it. But under the 10th Amendment, they don't have to. So why use state power to nullify that constitutional right? It gets around that, and then it would, in effect, force local government to become an extension of federal agents.
Thank you. Amendment to the Constitution that provides those duties to the state government, and that's what we're doing. We're working as a state government to say that local government should be working and communicating with law enforcement, whether it's federal, state, or local. And so I think it's something where we are actually using our 10th Amendment rights as a state to ensure that our laws are enforced.
There's no question that state has the power to do so. I just wondered why, because under the current setup, absent this state law that you're proposing, the 10th Amendment allows these localities to decide on their own to what extent they cooperate.
I think it's very common sense that law enforcement should work with law enforcement to enforce the laws of the land.
One of the things they do, too, it's not like they just hinder and obstruct federal law enforcement and protect these illegal undocumented immigrants. A lot of the times all that amounts to is as a sheriff in a county, for example. I think this is the case in Kalamazoo County, where if they have an immigrant in custody for another law violation that's a local or state law, they will not necessarily notify ICE when they're released. One of the arguments that local governments who have adopted these sanctuary policies have made is that being forced to enforce federal law actually makes their communities less safe because they say it results in less cooperation with local law enforcement by local residents. Do you think that has any validity?
I mean, I think it's pretty common sense that law enforcement should be communicating and working with other law enforcement and that the laws of our land should be enforced. I think most people, the vast majority of Americans, vast majority of Michiganders, believe that whether it's a local police unit or county sheriff or state police or federal police, that they should be communicating and working together. If they aren't working together, this is where things slip through and bad things have happened and will happen.
The Michigan Farm Bureau says that immigrant workers that they have are hard workers. Farmers here in Southwest Michigan need them. This sort of policy to force local police authorities to cooperate with immigration enforcement is a chilling impact on that. And the Farm Bureau says that, you know, they want workers to work here. They want immigration reform that allows it for workers to work here regardless of their legal immigration status. Do you understand most of the people that closely follow the immigrant problem say that the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals other than having crossed the border illegally, that they are here to work hard to improve their families. A lot of them are desperate. And the Michigan Farm Bureau says they would like to keep these workers working on the farms here in Southwest Michigan.
We have a failed immigration policy. I think that's what it comes down to. I mean, I grew up on a sixth-generation dairy and grape farm. I fully understand the work ethic of the work to put in, the need to make sure that crops get to market. I understand that better than anyone. But that doesn't affect the fact that we've had a broken immigration system for decades. And I think this is something that, as you look at it, our laws, if you disagree with what our laws are nationally, you should work to change the immigration laws to allow for more common sense immigration laws and allowing folks to be regularized and citizens. But as our laws stand, we see case after case where sanctuary policies have led to criminal behavior, have led to Americans' safety being, safety going down, and so I think that's wrong, and I think that's something that needs needs to be addressed. And I think that's something where the vast majority of Michiganders and Americans believe that our laws should be enforced and addressed. You can always show one example or another example, but it's something where the law of our land and our law enforcement should be working together.
We're speaking with Republican State Senator Eric Nesbitt about legislation he's introduced that will force local law enforcement to work with ICE to enforce federal immigration law in Michigan. Local governments under the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution are not now compelled to help enforce federal law. As you prepared this bill and decided to go forward with this, did you have any conflicts with any of your political philosophies? I mean, conservative Republicans used to support local rule, the power of localities to make their own policies and not big government stepping in and saying you must do this or that. Did you have any conflicts there in terms of political philosophy?
Local governments and counties are creations of the state government. And so this goes back to our founding in terms of a federalist system that we have, and that it's something that in terms of our own state is that if I took my own pledge to the state constitution, the Constitution of the United States of America, I take that very seriously, and I believe that as you look at it, that allowing for local units and ensuring that they're actually working with our law enforcement, whether they're federal or state or local, that I think that's paramount for the security and safety of our citizens in the state.
Do you expect if this makes it and gets passed through both houses of the legislature that Governor Whitmer would sign this?
I would hope so. I think it's pretty common sense that law enforcement should be working with others. The new colonel of the Michigan State Police, I asked the question of are they going to continue to cooperate and work with federal law enforcement officials, and he says that their policies, he views it as a safety issue and that the policies are not going to change.
If this passes and becomes law, what would the detail look like for localities? Would they have to just basically be at the beck and call of the federal authorities on this? Would they have to follow federal authorities' orders?
Your understanding of sanctuary city policies is misguided. Beck and call of federal policies? No, it's about communicating and working together. So, I mean, this is very common sense in terms of law enforcement should be working with other law enforcement, whether it's federal, state, county, or local law enforcement.
Yeah, but there are clear distinctions, as you know, in the Constitution, giving separating out state powers from federal powers. So, I mean, I just wonder practically, on a practical level.
We have vertical separation just as we have horizontal separation of power, so that there's checks and balances among within our government. I mean, that's very, basis of our Constitution. There's a check and balance even within the legislative branch. But this is, something where I think local units need to actually be working with law enforcement, whether it's state, federal, or local.
This has to do with the bigger picture of immigration reform. There's a photo that's getting widespread use in the media. It's been out there all over the media. It was a horrific photograph of a Salvadoran man and his young daughter. They were staying in a camp in Mexico for a couple of months. They are looking for political asylum. They were stuck there by enforcement, so they had to stay there. Out of desperation, apparently, he and his young daughter tried to cross the Rio Grande. They ended up dying, drowning in the river. The mother of the daughter watched them drown, and there's a photo of them face down in the Rio Grande. This really brings home the realities of a lot of folks who cross the border illegally. They're just desperate. They're looking to try to improve the lives of their families. They're driven by desperation. So don't we need a comprehensive solution that doesn't include crushing these desperate people between the rock of their life circumstances, their desperation, and the hard place of our border crackdown? How did you react to that? What do you have to say about that?
No, absolutely horrific. I mean, my heart bleeds, and it's something that should never, should never happen. This is the thing, is America is, we need to continue to be a welcoming nation for, to allow for legal immigration to actually happen and know who's coming into this country. It was nearly 1 million people become citizens, every year, come into the country legally. And this is something where, as we've known for decades, the political leaders in Washington, D.C., over the last several decades, whether they're Republican or Democrat, have used this issue for, I think, political gain instead of actually getting down to the brass tacks and solving our immigration crisis. I do think there is a crisis at the southern border. The agents, federal agents, I don't think there's enough manpower to handle folks coming through or asking for asylum. There's not even enforcement in terms of those that asylum has been revoked to be able to transition them out of the country. And there isn't the proper laws that are in place to be able to, you know, regularize folks and into the country and do it legally. And I think that's something that we as a country we can do better. But it's something where it's at the end of the day we need to continue. I think put the pressure on Washington D.C. to solve the immigration crisis that's at our, you know, that we have. Yeah, these bills will increase the state's ability to assist federal officials and penalize those who purposely prevent law enforcement from doing their job. Local governments will have to decide if they want to continue placing the well-being of criminals over the safety of Michigan residents.